This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvini Braj
and Christine Wong.
It's Friday. It's also Friday the 13th, folks, but, you know, we're all safe here in the studio. Hope you're safe where you are. Arv, how do you feel about Friday the 13th?
I'm going to watch some Jason Voorhees
tonight.
Oh, yeah,
you're going
yeah.
that side.
Mm. I'm going to try to do absolutely nothing.
Avoiding ladders.
Avoiding everything.
Avoiding everything, yeah. I said to you earlier on, I think I had my Friday the 13th yesterday. Everything went wrong, seemingly, yesterday. Tech issues, taxi issues, everything. But that's beside the point. You're not here to listen to our troubles. You're here to listen to the stories that we've got for you today. If you remember, we had a bit of a discussion yesterday about some of the SOPs that were happening in Phase 2 places where it was stated the day before yesterday that some restaurants could open if the clientele mm-hmm. were vaccinated but not the staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That caused a bit of a... well, I don't want to say outrage.
A kerfuffle?
Kerfuffle is
a
perhaps...
Stir.
A stir. Mm-hmm. And 90% of you who took part in the polls yesterday said that you wouldn't feel comfortable about eating in these places if the staff were not vaccinated. Well, it turns out that there's been a bit of a discussion about this, and some people up in Penang have called for dine-in SOP revisions. I'll be talking about that first in a couple of minutes. Then we'll be talking about MRCA's F&B division, and then we'll be wrapping up with some artisans going into e-commerce. That's what we've got lined up for you on the show today. You can get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. And if you want to tweet us or get us on Instagram, as usual, it's at BFM Radio. So who's taking the SOP story?
I'll do that.
Come on, then.
Yeah, so Penang Chief Minister Chow Kon Yeo said is urging the government to revise the SOPs for dine-ins and require food and beverage outlet operators and their staff to receive at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. This is following yesterday's announcement, like you said. This is because the updated SOPs state that F&B outlets need to simply list the number of workers who have completed their doses. The latest SOPs also require all customers to be fully vaccinated if they wish to dine in. And the chief minister said that the state government discussed this and proposed that the SOPs include a requirement that the operators and workers serving customers must have received at least one dose of vaccine each. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if the establishment has 10 workers and only 5 have received at least one dose of the vaccine, then only the 5 are allowed to work at the outlet for dine-ins, because this would provide health safety assurance for both the workers and the customers. Separately, he said that at the moment, the Penang government expects 100% of adults registered for vaccination to receive at least one dose by early next month, so pretty soon, and foresees that this will affect the number of people who wish to eat out in the meantime. Penang's COVID-19 positivity rate is at about 11%, and he added that each week about 50,000 people are screened in the state, with a total of 55,335 individuals screened between July 25th and 31st, of which 4,309 cases were positive, which is a 7.79% positivity rate. Then for the week of August 1st to 7, a total of 51,947 people were screened, where 5,841 cases were positive, which is a 11.24% positive rate. So Chow also warned that more positive cases will be reported in the state starting next week, or this week, sorry, as the state health department will be including results from the RTK antigen tests in the daily statistics and will no longer only wait for the PCR test results. So they're doing it both ways. Mm. On the increasing number of COVID-19 cases in the state, Chow said that the state health department will be setting up a new COVID-19 quarantine and treatment center, or a PKRC, to accommodate the increase in cases. But I think our focus is mainly on the F&B rules and the SOPs and stuff, which, like you said, is what we were talking about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're calling for that to be revised. But I'm thinking that having one dose still might not be enough, right? I mean, we were talking about how you have to have 14 days after the second dose.
Yeah.
Or if you have the single dose type, then it's 21 days after, 28 days after the single dose vaccines. So I don't know. What do you think about having one dose at least?
I think it feels like a stopgap measure, you know? Mm. After that news was delivered about everybody has to be double vaccinated. The customers have to be double vaccinated. I think there's a lot of kind of panic perhaps yesterday. And I think this might just be some way of trying to ease a little bit of that panic and say, look, we know this is an issue. Mm-hmm. We can't do it all in one go and get everybody double vaccinated immediately. Mm-hmm. So this is what we think we should happen on in the meantime.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's not the best solution, but right now it seems to be a step in the right direction, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, it's a matter of enforcement, because with double vaccination, at least you have the digital certificate or you have that white card. Mm. But with the first dose, I mean, technically, I guess you could pull up the fact that you have a second dose appointment on your MySejahtera, but there's not really a more efficient way of just ensuring that status. For both customers and workers alike. Mm. However, I do think that it is at least better than, you know, allowing completely unvaccinated workers to work.
For sure.
You know?
For sure.
I'm also worried about stuff like accountability.
Yeah.
Let's say there's an F&B outlet and they say that 100% of the staff is vaccinated. Mm. It's not, the onus is not on you as a customer to dig deep and go like, does that mean they have one dose or two doses?
Right.
You would assume.
You want to just trust.
Yeah, 100% means that it's been 14 days since all the people working at the outlet have been completely vaccinated, which means they have both doses. Mm. Instead of then finding out that, no, it just means that most of them have one dose and they still have to get their second dose. You know, stuff, especially when it comes to AZ, there's a long gap between the first and the second.
Oh,
right?
I know.
I think in general, when it comes to any sort of service industry, it's all about managing expectations, right? Mm. And the fact of the matter is, the expectation and the assumption is going to be, if you say your staff is vaccinated, they will assume it means double vaccinated.
I think that's the case, right? Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think at this stage, we've administered around 25... almost 26 million doses since they started. So not too great numbers in terms of the amount of vaccines we've put out there. But obviously, you know, if you're in that service industry, you're going to want to be vaccinated. You know, if you're working every day amongst people, I know I certainly would want to be vaccinated before I went back to work full time.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. Folks, we'd like to get your opinions, though. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, at BFM Radio, as per usual. Second story coming up in just a moment, where we'll be talking about a new meaningful voice in the F&B industry, perhaps a little bit more targeted towards some of these SOPs as well. But we're going to take some music next. It's Status Quo with Rockin' All Over the World here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.